So welcome to day number one. And we're going to start off by talking about one of the most important words when it comes to personal mastery and living an iconic life. And that's devotion. You see, you can have these lofty ambitions, but if you don't get traction on your dreams, nothing's going to happen. So we can talk about the research of Angela Duckworth. She studied students, she studied entrepreneurs, she studied the best of the best. And she's found that success is a lot more about relentlessness and a word she calls grit versus natural talent. I love documentaries. I don't know if you love documentaries. I watched one a few months ago, and it's called The Good Son. And it's about this boxer named Ray Boom Boom Mancini. And he said, you know, my brother was more physically gifted. He had longer arms. He was taller. He was more powerful. But he said, I had a lot more hunger. And so this word devotion is so important for you to wrap your brain cells and your heart cells around as we go forward in this program. Because no idea is going to work unless you do the work. Now, I know change is hard at first, and I get the change is messy in the middle, but I want you to remember, transformation is so, so beautiful at the end. Another idea I want to offer to you as we start off our journey together is to have the results only 5% of the population have, you need to be willing to do what only 5% of the population are willing to do. You see, victims love being busy, leaders love getting real results. Victims love entertainment, A players love education. Victims love gossiping and complaining. People like you love rolling up their sleeves and getting important things done. So you can fit into the world right now. I mean, if you look at most people in society, they're addicted to distraction, they're busy being busy, they are watching a lot of video, they're surfing the web, they're often mindlessly doing things that really don't improve their spiritual life, their intellectual life, their character, their prosperity, their personal life, and their impact on the world. And so really, this whole idea of devotion is about reminding you of this. You can get what you want done, but it's really not about dreaming it. It's about rolling up your sleeves and doing it. And a tactic I want you to play with over the next 7 days is this. I call it Small Daily Acts of Greatness. Here's the acronym, SDAG, Small Daily Acts of Greatness. And it's simply this, small daily improvements done every day with consistency over time create revolutions of mastery. So if you were to make a 1% improvement in the area of your life that you most want to improve right now, and if you did it at 30 days in a row, that would be a 30% improvement in that key area. So small, steady improvements really win the race. So on this idea of devotion, I'm going to leave you with a story. We all know that Kobe Bryant is one of the legends of the NBA. And a lot of people think, well, he was gifted, and I'm not gifted, so I can't do great things. Well, that's a great excuse, so you don't have to do anything. So there was one trainer who shared a story about Kobe one time. And he said, you know, I got a text from Kobe. And it was like 2 a.m. And he said, you know, I want to train. So he met Kobe in the gym, and they trained for hours, and they did, you know, running, and they did hoops, and they did all these calisthenics, and they did all of these exercises for hours and hours. And then the trainer took off, and he went home, and he went to sleep, and he hung out with his family, and at 10 o'clock that morning, he showed up for practice with the rest of the Lakers, and there was Kobe. And the coach walks over to Kobe and said, wow, you did a great job in the middle of the night. That was amazing that you'd want to train that hard and be that devoted at that time of the day. What did you do afterwards? And Kobe, still covered in sweat, looked at the trainer and said, what do you mean, what did I do afterwards? I stayed here in the gym. My point, with great love and respect, is genius is not about your genetics. Genius is about your habits, your devotion, your relentlessness, and your commitment to follow through with your dreams, your ambitions, and your daily goals. I know you can get it done. I want you to get it done. And so here's your homework. I want you to go into the tribe, and I want you to think about your dominant commitment for the next week. And I want you to write your dominant commitment or what you want to be devoted for over the next 7 days and share it publicly. Because when you put a voice to your obsession and your ambition or your biggest dream, you get a little bit of accountability from the rest of the tribe. And that's a great way to get traction so you get it done.